Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey y'all, welcome back to Making Moves with TK. I am here with my lovely boss for part two of our epic podcast. If you didn't listen to last week's podcast, we did it all about New Year's resolutions, what we're thinking, what we're vibing with this year, what our goals are as a duo and individually. So I'm really excited for you to listen to that. And then this episode, we're going to talk all about how to grow your channel, how to, you know, work it, flaunt it as a small creator, all the things business with YouTube that we just cannot get enough of. So Alicia, are you ready to get
going? Excited. I'm ready to actually like dive in.
Yeah.
Dive.
Oh, we're
going to
go
in.
Off. I already know it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm about to dive in. Do you remember that?
No.
I think it was a Vine.
Oh.
You don't remember?
I never watched Vine.
What?
I know. That's everyone's reaction when I say that.
Oh my God. Are you okay?
No, I think I was making back to school videos.
TikTok that much.
I genuinely, like I saw some, but I never was like that into it. Yeah. I think that's why it was hard for me to get on TikTok at first.
Like you probably were just like, I don't get it.
I was just like, oh, that's just not for me.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah, I know.
That's weird. Okay, well, let's get into it.
Woo!
Okay, this is the first question, and I love it because I'm curious to see what you're going to say.
Ooh.
This is what someone asked us. A lot of these are Ollie's questions.
Why are you the hottest bitches in the world?
No, one was like, who has the fattest ass? I was like, not that one, Alicia. Okay, any plans for you and Alicia to start a business together?
It's funny. I feel like we get this one a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I get why people say it because we're always like, yeah, we'd love to do something. But mm-hmm. There aren't any actual plans in place, I would say, mm-hmm. for anything. But I know that will happen one day.
I literally know it'll happen. Uh-huh.
And I like that we're not feeling the need to rush it or to prove ourselves. Uh-uh. Or I'm like, we got all the time we need. No. It could be in 10 years.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I think, I know, I feel like one of the things we're going to do, which who knows,
who knows?
I feel like in my like heart and soul, one of the things I could see us doing is writing a show mm-hmm. together and producing it and actually selling it to a YouTube TV, Netflix, Hulu type thing. And I could see it having to do with like influencers
yeah.
and like the culture around it. I don't know. For some reason, I could see us like actually producing a show together.
Yeah.
We're not maybe in.
Yeah, like, no. Like how Selena Gomez did 13 Reasons.
Yes.
Like very like hands on, but like not a part of it.
Totally.
I know we'll have some sort of consulting something with brands and influencers.
Oh, yeah. We already do it.
Are we just going to be managers? Like maybe we'll be managers. I always wonder if my kid, like if I'm going to be my kid's manager. And then I'm going to be like, yeah, I used to do YouTube.
Or maybe we have an agency where all of this is funneled underneath it. Your mom can help.
Kelly King?
Yeah. I could see that. I mean, we already do that, basically.
Well, we do it because we love it. And I think
it's... No, we're obsessed. We were just doing it literally, what, 2 days ago? At dinner.
We feed off of each other.
It always goes to that. And then they're like, can we hire you?
Yeah. One day. It'll happen.
Yeah. I could also see us doing more like panel interviewee guest speaking type things.
I know we are honestly an iconic duo. Like I'm being dead ass. I know we are, but I want the world to know. Like yeah,
we haven't ever put any effort into it.
We haven't popped off to
so
like
the day we do.
Like I want people to be like, oh my God, we need both of them to speak on this panel because they see the importance of both of us. And I think we just have to start wanting to pitch ourselves for that.
We don't brand ourselves as a duo.
Even pitching it, being like, hey, we're both gonna go do this panel. And you know, at first maybe some brands will be like, oh, interesting, okay. But then once we do it once, they're gonna be like, oh my God, yes.
Yes. Yeah. You're right. We've had a few opportunities.
But like, think about it. Like you said, don't wait for permission. Like we can literally have our teams be like, hey, like let's hit up Gary Vee. No, like let's go do this. Like next time we're in New York. Like little things like that. I'm like, we need to take advantage of that more.
I think we need to like come up with a goal list together.
Instead of expecting it to just fall in our lap.
Yeah. No, exactly.
I hate it. Okay. Sorry.
I know. That's what's weird is once you kind of get in the industry, random things do fall into your lap.
And
you know?
People are always like, why did they get that deal? Why did both? And it's like, who cares? They got it.
Yeah.
You know, like we're not going to sit and be like, why are they like, I don't know.
That's a waste of time. So yeah, business together. That's the answer on that. What's one of the best lessons you've learned from each other?
Oh, I got a book. Speaking of writing a book, it's what TK's taught me.
We could write a book together.
Yeah, we could.
Yeah.
TK teaches, colon. No, no. And then, no. TK teaches, colon. How, like, and you can change the thing, like, cooking or, like...
No.
Okay, you go first. I'm so sorry.
No, you go, because I want to marinate a little bit.
I do, too. I want it good.
Let me think of the
maybe
things
we can go
I've
back
learned.
And forth.
Okay, one of the things I really admire about Alicia is she's so... It actually drives me nuts sometimes, but it's such a good lesson, and you've made me kind of adapt this. You've made me kind of acquire this skill. Is when let's say someone murdered someone, right? And they're like the most hated person on the world. Alicia will still see from their side or their point of view. And I think it is a strength and a weakness, but I think I am a very... No, they're in the wrong person. And I think you've totally opened up my eyes to other people's
perspectives.
And, you know, what if you were in that position and that's the route that they thought they had to take? And, you know, that's okay. And I think you've opened my mind to that a lot.
Wow.
Because I was very like, no, it's either this or that.
Yeah.
And, I think, again, I would say it is one of your weaknesses because sometimes I'm like, rip the damn Band-Aid off.
Or also...
They're in the wrong.
And that's something that is truly just a personality thing.
No, I know.
There's so many times I wish I wasn't that way. Ashley's also like it. Like, we instantly think of the other person or the other side or we're like, oh, well, maybe...
Like, you're so nice to understand, whereas I wouldn't even go there because I'm like, now they're...
But I will say it has caused problems in my friendships because I've had
In relationships.
In relationships because people are like, why can't you just be on my side and say that they were being so rude to me? And I'm like, well, they're probably having a bad day. And then they're like, no, like, why aren't... Like, and so that's something that's definitely a weakness, but I think I need to see it more as a strength because I'm always just like, oh, like, I hate that about myself sometimes. I'm like, damn, I just want to be... But it is good.
Yeah, it's a blessing and a curse. For me, it was a blessing that I took on because I feel like it's good to have the perspective and then make your deciding factor.
But I love... I love you. I did not expect that.
Really?
No, not at all. Oh. So I was like, oh my God, it is nice knowing that it is a strength and to still see it as a strength.
Yeah, but in our situation right now, you need to rip the damn band. You know what I'm talking about.
No.
Yes. But even in work settings, I'll see a lot. Like, I'm sure there's times too where even I, you know, she needs to be a little bit more strict with me, or even, you know, the like our other coworkers or people, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure you're like, well, she was really busy and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. When you just need to be, sometimes you need to get on people.
Yeah.
You know, and give them a little slap on the wrist, because sometimes a slap on the wrist is the best thing that could have.
Yeah.
Sometimes I need a slap on the wrist, you know, or anyone does.
Yeah. I'm going to get better at that. Mm-hmm. I can go on and on about how much you've changed my life. I'm being dead ass. I'm being so serious.
Shut up.
Like, oh my God, I don't even know how to like say it. Like, you've actually changed my life. Like, seriously. You've taught me.
Oh, Dad, I'm nervous.
No, you've. It amazes me how much you don't have an ego. Like, you still, and you're like, no, but I'm working. Like, can I, like, you are like, I can't even fucking articulate it.
I'm like, who, what, where, when, why?
No, like, your professionalism is insane. Like, your work ethic is actually insane. Like, the amount of times that I'm like, no, you can do X, Y, Z, or, oh my God, no, don't worry about getting that done. And it'll still be like, you'll still meet every single deadline. You'll still like, you will, I'll never forget you running into the ocean of Anguilla with the camera over your head without me even asking to. Was I so grateful? I was like, yeah, so grateful. Like,
and there was horse pill.
Yeah. Like you will do anything.
It's about drive. It's about power.
But it's so natural to you. And I think that's the difference between good and excellent. And that's what you have. And it's something that's not really taught. Like,
I think it's because of the way I was raised.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
But like, it inspires me to even not be lazy with stuff, or even, you know, I can't explain it. So that, like, work wise, I think just your drive and your work ethic and like how hungry you are to like learn, and like the fact that you're always saying you want to be a sponge and learn from me, like, that has given me so much confidence in seeing who I am and like what I can offer. Like, I would not be like as confident as I am if I had never met you. Like, you know, I'm being like, dude, I'm serious. like I used to always just like look down on myself or my old videos or my channel and like all that kind of stuff. And I think you really helped me just see everything from a new perspective. And I needed that at that time too. Like,
but it's
so
probably
bad.
Also because I'm a huge words of affirmation person. And that's how I tell. So like, thank God I am, because I would tell you, you know, when you would achieve, or like, I would just explain, you know, affirmations to you, like things that I thought, which sometimes it's harder for people to do that. I just am a huge words.
Yeah.
I'm a big words person.
Yeah. I think just all of like, well, and then personally, but also work, but also most personally, like, you just light up a room. And you have made me want to be that. Like, you have made me want to come out of my shell and leave my house and, like, meet people. And it's something that it was always my deepest insecurity. It was just like, oh, I'm boring. I'm not fun. Like, people don't like me. Like, whatever. And, like, seeing you and how people feel, like, so close to you. Like, you have so many friends and, like, genuine. Like, I can't explain it. It's changed my life in the sense of me seeing everything. I don't know. I think I can be very skeptical of people, and you've taught me that, like, it's still so much better to be a kind person and, like, meet someone, and if they screw you over later, like, then they screw you over later, where I'm very much like, they're probably using her, so I don't even want to, like, talk to them. Or, like, I'm very closed off with people. Like, yeah. I do not click with people. If I click with them, I click with them. If I don't, then I'm like, I want nothing to do with you. And that's a problem. And you've taught me how, like, I don't know. I don't know. And all of that together, like, it's made me so happy to pour into you and teach you stuff, because I genuinely just, this now it's just compliment hour.
I'm like,
no, like, you've taught me how much giving back is better than any achievement I've done. Mm. Like, seeing you succeed and for me to stand in the corner and, like, clap, like, is something I never, you know me, I'm like, I want to be center stage. I want to like get all the deals. I want to be the best and be the best. And it's so weird and it's so cliche, but genuinely like that has been so much more of a joy for me. Mm. Is like seeing you have your podcast or like helping you with your like it's something that I didn't even know I would enjoy that much. And I know it's not everyone. And I think there's so many people listening who are just like, wait, but like, why do you guys click? And I'm like, I don't know. It's just weird. We do. But yes. Yeah. No, that's all.
I'm like, I have to do this because I'll interrupt. That's so weird because I was going to say that you have taught me how much I enjoy sharing the wealth too.
Oh my God.
Because you give back to me. Like, do you know what I mean? Because yeah. of how much you've done for me, it makes me realize, oh my gosh, we can share the wealth, but also be on top and winning. And like, because in my head, I'm like, why does she want me to have my own channel? Why does she want me to have my own podcast? Why does she want me to get my own deals? Why does she want me to be signed with her manager where I'll technically take time away from her? Like, I don't understand that, but it makes me want to share the wealth with my future TK, Julia. And just like everyone, like you've taught me that working hard and being successful and secure in yourself, those type of people, like the most successful, the most secure, the most everything type person is also the type that gives back. That's what you taught me.
That's funny. That's so funny.
Because in my head, it's like mind-boggling. People are like, why does she do that? And I'm like, why? And I don't know. But the more you pour into me, the more I want to give back.
You know how when you're mad at your parents, they're like, one day you'll have kids and understand? I feel like there's going to be a day where you're going to see someone, you're going to be like, you are a little TK, and I, for whatever reason, I just want to help you. Like, literally, like that will happen. You're gonna be like, oh, I get it now, Alicia. Like you can't
well,
explain.
I get it with Julia.
Yeah. You're like, come. Like, come on. Mm-hmm. It's just, I don't know. It's cool. And I think that's what makes those relationships special when it happens. You know, you can't force it. Like, it just happens.
Yeah.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place. Another thing that you've taught me is... oh my gosh, the resilience, like that Alicia will go to get the job done the way she wants it done is something I've never seen from anyone in my life before.
Really?
Truly. I've never seen anyone be as insane. The only person that I've heard is as insane as you, because I've heard it basically from his mouth, was Mr. Beast.
Oh.
And I think he's crazier than you are.
Yeah.
But you are right underneath him. I mean, she is like, she's the type where if the shot, the video, the whatever, to the point where it's a little bit insane. Yeah. But that is something I admire so much, and I have tried to implement with my own shit, is like, no, we're here, we're ready. Like, if we're going to get a photo, it's going to be the best fucking photo that I'm ever going to get here.
I will say, I I feel like I used to use that as my superpower. I saw how it was a strength and a weakness, but I used to hone in on it more. And I feel like the past few years, because I've been more burnt out, I've tapped out of that. So just get ready, because the insanity is going to be coming back.
No, but I like it.
No,
but and I think that's what, I think every big YouTuber has that.
I agree.
I think that's everyone. Every big YouTuber, you want to know how to be a big YouTuber, you need to be a little bit insane like that.
Yeah, but now comes
go
the point.
The insane
go the
mile.
Extra mile. Like, that's literally
no,
just.
It's not going the extra mile.
Yes, it's going 2 extra miles.
No, it's going like 20 million extra miles.
But I will say, I think now comes, you know, obviously we're not perfectionists, so we're not going to sit there and do a shot 100 times when we do not need it to be. Like, what's the point of it? Now I think I want to really be an expert.
Yeah, about what's worth and what's not.
At what I'm putting that energy into. What I'm going to let that crazy side out for.
Yes.
You know, what am I going to spend a whole night coming up with a creative mood board for,
yes,
or like edit or whatever it is. But learning to also turn that off and realizing, hey, this video is going to get the same amount of views whether I sit here for 20 minutes and get this shot or like just learning,
yes,
you know, because that'll be my biggest downfall.
Yeah, because
it has been my biggest
and
downfall.
And what's awesome is I feel like now, is this year 4 me working for you?
Shut.
Or is it
up.
3?
You started in 18.
I think it's year 4.
All of 18, all of 19, all of 20. This is starting year 4.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're a senior. You're a senior. Mm-hmm. Your raise is coming, don't worry. Actually,
I think that now, knowing going into year 4, I literally feel like I can make decisions for you.
I love that,
which is awesome. Yeah, I know you love it.
But look at how long.
Oh, I know.
Like,
I feel like last year I started dabbling, mm-hmm, and I took over her basically her merch calls, mm-hmm, and like random calls, like things like that, and I would just make decisions for her, mm-hmm, and like I wouldn't even run it by her. I'd be like, hey, I did this. If you want me to change it,
yeah,
I will. But like, I did this. I think that's what you would want.
Yeah.
Even today, I was like, I'm going to go ahead and pull the plug on this basic thing,
yeah,
for Alicia, because she's, I don't know what the fork she's doing.
Yeah.
But she's not answering. But now that I know you and I feel confident that I could make decisions on your behalf for, mm-hmm, literally the whole next year, mm-hmm, come really close to what you would get.
And even the confidence in knowing you're not going to get fired if,
yes,
if you did,
yes,
screw up. You know?
Now that I know that, I think I also have a good sense of, okay, telling you, Alicia, the what I eat in a day thumbnail is done. Okay? We nailed it and whatever, but like the one that we ended up with isn't really different compared to the one. Like,
yeah.
I think I know the level,
yeah,
again, realizing the level of insanity is, but I want to be forking insane with my,
yeah,
own shit.
Yeah, I get that.
I am insane with your shit, but I want to be way more insane with my own shit because I throw my shit to the curb.
Yeah, I get it. I think all you really need to do is take that 10 minutes beforehand.
Yeah, you're right.
And realize, okay, what's my thumbnail? What do I want props in front of it? Do I want this? Okay, cool. I'm going to get the ring light out. I'm going to take it,
yeah,
and then I'll be done.
Yeah.
And then I'm done.
Yeah.
Half the energy output cut in half.
Okay. How do you have a long career instead of a viral career?
Well, it wasn't by choice at first. I was like, why are none of my videos popping off? but I just kept doing it. And I do think the number one thing with people who do have stuff go viral is they think that's all they can keep doing. And then they very much make a niche for themselves. You know, if you get famous off of feathers and then the next thing you know, you feel like you can only make feather content. That's fine, but the longevity comes from being able to pivot and adjust. And, you know, maybe one day you're going to be over feathers and then want to do coffee. I don't know.
Mm.
Or fashion. Look at my whole career. I started with beauty, like makeup. Then it went into lifestyle. Then it went into comedy. And then it went into back into lifestyle, but a much different genre. Then there was like the prank era, the back to school era. Like, and if I kept doing my back to school stuff now, like I would have just died. Like my channel would have died.
I think that one of the things you always say, and another thing that I've learned from you, is you're insanely good at being open to feedback.
Oh.
And hearing others' perspectives and like taking it and using it. And I think that's why you've lasted, because you're so willing to be open to evolving.
You're
open to me telling you, Alicia, that's choogy, or like whatever. And you don't take it personally. You're like, okay, if I'm choogy, either how can I like hone into that and make a choogy video? TK, like, how do I start learning about, you know, this new TikTok trend or whatever? I think you're so open to new things, which I love that about you. I think that's the reason you've evolved and you've stayed relevant.
The day I got like a YouTube contact, you know, you'll do these like debriefs of your channel, which now that I think about it, last year should be coming soon. This will be fun for us.
Yeah, we live
for those. But from day one, I was always asking them. I'd be like, okay, but what can I do better? What can I do better? Uh-huh. And they'd be like, no. Like, keep doing you. This is great. The numbers are up. And I'm like, no, tell me something I need to do better. Like, please tell me something I'm bad at. Please tell, like, and because I just want to do better.
Well, it's also, I think a lot of people with your success rate struggle with that. And they genuinely want someone to be real with them and tell them like, hey, this is a little off. Because you have so many yes men around you.
Yes, imagine.
And like, of course she's fucking killing it. Like, even me, I'm like, dude, you're killing this. You have this, you blah, blah, blah. She's doing way more than the average Joe. Yes, we all agree. But everyone could still use feedback and criticism.
Feedback, constructive criticism. Oh my God. And especially, like, imagine trying to be the best athlete and only having people being like, yeah, that was great. And you're like,
that's the thing is, is an issue. And that's why they keep around the people that are real with them.
Oh my God. And that's why Michael Jordan would still be doing how many hours of practice, like, every single day, even though so many people would think, oh, you've made it, you don't need to.
No, I think that's partly why people ask me why you keep me around is because I'm real. I'm like, Alicia, why the fork would you think about posting that? Or I'll be like, no, that's not cool. Or like, ew, don't get that shirt. Or like, I'm just real.
Yeah.
You know? But the thing is, you don't take it personally. You're so open to it, which is good. I want to be that way. I want people to be open to so-and-so's feedback because you know, sometimes we don't know it all.
Well, and you're never always going to be perfect.
No.
Like, there's going to, even if you, like, let's think of an athlete, you know, maybe there's one play where they like kind of screwed up and could have been better. Like, you know, afterwards they're going to be watching tapes being like, okay, that was probably, of course, like, it's just, I don't know.
It's how you get better.
It's how you get better.
Criticism.
And why settle? Like, why just feel like, okay, cool, I'm doing it. Like, why would you not want to, I don't know, just be open. And I do think, again, this is full circle where it comes back to, you cannot have an ego. You have to be open. Like, that's the only way. You can't get defensive when someone says, well, can I give you honest feedback? You know, this thumbnail was a little cluttered and I wouldn't have clicked it. Well, that's just because I had to show up. But like, you know what I mean? Like, so many people get they're so insecure and they get so defensive, and you will never get better if that's all you see ever.
I think also the root of that, though, is loving your craft.
You know,
if you like what you're doing and someone gives you feedback,
like,
it's not as deep. Like, it's just like, okay, I hear you. You're actually probably right. Like, it's just loving your craft and not, because if it becomes too much of an ego money thing, like, it just, it'll
even like a musician, it's like, oh, what can I learn? Like a drummer learning a new like fill or something. Like, it's not like, oh, you just like learn it all and you're done. Like, you can always learn more.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, last few. What's a new stream of income you are going to start this year?
Hopefully parallel. We haven't made any, well, like, it's just, there's a lot of money that you have to invest into all of that.
Like, profit.
Yeah, I haven't profited from it yet. Keyword yet. But hopefully that.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I would say mine is, like, podcast.
Yes, oh my God.
Yeah, I was going to say, too, like, potentially a merch thing.
I was just going to say, when is the juicy merch?
Potentially merch, or potentially, like, a collaboration of some sort. I'm thinking merch. But I think the podcast, because I haven't seen any money.
It's about to get juicy. That's what I want.
Oh,
it's about to get juicy.
That's kind of good.
That's a moneymaker. Are you kidding?
Okay.
I would buy that. I would buy
that. On the ass. It's about to get juicy.
No, I'm thinking.
Nutty.
I'm thinking you love your nutty. Yeah. We'll discuss. TV. Yeah.
Alicia basically came up with the name of this podcast.
Making moves. It was already in there.
No, you did.
Okay, sorry.
At Zinc. That's where we come up with our best ideas.
Yeah, great question. I don't really have much. I mean, I would.
I'm additional.
I had one deal last year that was just a consulting deal. That came through YouTube, which was really cool. And I would love another one like that.
Ooh, I would love that too. What if we did that together?
I would live.
Yeah. Also, I would love more. I got like 2-year-long deals. I want to get more like year-long.
Yes, the longer
ones. I love those because I feel like I can perform better for the brand.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know. It translates across.
It's less transactional.
Better. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. Advice for creators in the 100K range who want to take it to the next level. Asking for a friend. No, someone actually said this, but I'm like, what would you tell me?
In what way? Like, what's the next level?
Why haven't I, my numbers, I know you're going to be like, don't care about subscribers and followers.
Don't care about it.
Yeah. But also, like, subscribers and that talks and it helps. So, subscribers/followers. So, if you're in this influencer world. So, like, if I was like, how do I grow my YouTube channel and, like, my Instagram and TikTok and stuff and podcast, what would you say?
Right now, I would say be niche.
So, be niche with what? What should I be niche with?
And this is where it changes for everyone.
I know. But what would you
pick? Like 2 or 3 things and just do those. Like the people who are blowing up on TikTok or Instagram or whatever, it's because they do the same thing over and over and over
again. You're so right.
Is that the biggest, fastest way to grow? Yes. Is it the way to long the lastest? No.
Well, fork us. Then what would you tell me? What should I be niche with? Do you think I should be niche?
Do you want to be niche? Is numbers your goal? Or is money your goal? Or is views your goal? All of those are numbers. Don't say all.
Fork. Well, in my head, more followers is more money.
No.
What?
It's not.
That is lie.
No.
That's bullshit.
Really?
Yes.
You want to go?
Yes. Because in my head, there's like people with like 1 million that are making way more money than I am just because they have 1 million. That's
so.
That is a fact.
How come all of the crafty channels who don't show their face but they get 40 million views every TikTok, how come they really haven't, like, how come they're not the next target?
What do you mean?
How many of those, like, 2-minute craft type things you've seen? Or, like, cooking things, it's like a down.
Oh, like a viral?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. How many of those have I seen?
Do you follow them because you're so excited or do they just come up?
But that's different because that's not a personality. I'm talking about a personality person.
Okay, so that's the extreme level. Now let's reel it back in a little bit. I would say everything is a strength and weakness. I would truly say the main reason why I haven't grown even more to 20 million subscribers is because I do too many different things. I'll do a tech video 1 week. I'll do a very glam fashion video.
That's
and then I'll do a cleaning
right.
one.
That's so right.
So right.
Yeah.
But I will also say that being my strength is the only reason I've lasted so long. That I'm able to do more than one thing.
So you wouldn't tell me to niche down.
I would say, what do you want to do? Now, here's the thing. You can niche down.
No, but I'm asking you, what would you tell me to do?
I would tell you to do more concept videos because you're actually creative enough to come up with them.
But concept videos on what? Like niche things?
Okay, so let's come up with your... I always thought of... This is how I've best understood it. Imagine you're a magazine, TK's Juicy Magazine. Mm-hmm. There's different columns. There's the fashion.
Oh,
there's
is
the beauty.
So good. You've never told me this.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
And then there's also the OMG sex part at the end that everyone skips to. Who doesn't want the viral moments?
Oh,
who doesn't? Everyone skips to the juicy moments. However, they still go back and read the whole magazine.
Honey, I am the sex page.
There you go.
Okay.
Everyone skips to the embarrassing moments or the juicy questions.
Yeah.
But they still go back and read the makeup. They still go back and read the fashion. And then they read, you know, the whatever, whatever. So find your umbrella is your magazine. What 3 things do you want to talk about?
Okay.
Do you want to do advice for creators? Maybe there is more of a like social media. Maybe that's a whole thing. It's just social media. Maybe your next vertical is, honestly, I would say fashion.
Like, I knew you were going to say that. I know.
Yes.
Yeah. I love fashion.
You would never know.
Like, I know.
Truly,
it's bad.
Would not know. I would not know. I know, but I wouldn't know if I didn't know you. And then the last one,
I love fashion.
You're juicy.
Uh-huh.
Like, let's have some juicy talks. Like, let's have some, like, juicy after dark moments. You know what I mean? Like, make a series out of it. See how it does. But have fun with it all. And I think, imagine what your magazine is and what you want it to be. I think there's a lot of creators who, they find their viral thing, and then they only keep doing that because they're chasing all these views. And then they realize if you actually want to have a community, you have to give them more than that. And, like, there's been so many series of mine that have died out. And if I just kept trying to make that work,
it wouldn't
go anywhere. Or also you just kind of get over it. Like, we're in this world right now is just content overload. Like, yes, my truth or drinks do amazing, but I'm not going to be drunk every single week doing a video just knowing it'll get good views. And if I did that, it would make it die faster.
Yeah.
You know? So
and diet make you die faster.
Literally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and all the Elise. The last thing I was going to say with all of that, too, is think of what you want to do.
Like, with your life?
With your life. Not just your channel, but, like, with your life.
Mm-hmm.
I've met so many creators who they, you know, were talking. They're like, give me advice, blah, 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 blah. And they're like, you know, I really want to have a makeup line. And I literally, mouth hits the floor, and I'm like, then why are you doing prank videos?
Yeah.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
If said goal is to have a lipstick named TK's Juicy Lipstick, why would you not make content that shows you? Why are you not attracting the audience who would buy that?
Yeah.
Even me with Parallel, like, I had to have a really like hard. I was like, Alicia, if you have a clothing brand, why are you not talking about it more?
Yeah.
Isn't that your goal more than like this little challenge with your friends?
Yeah.
Like, learning time and place for everything. And I think obviously it's hard when you don't know what you want to do. But for people who want to grow, I would say niche down on things and realize that the best way to grow is to stand out.
Uh-huh.
Like, the best way, like, from the beginning, I was like, you stand out because you rock who you are. I've okay. never met someone more obsessed with red or like games or beer or like all of these things that the normal Insta baddies.
Sounds like a dude.
Yeah. But like, there's other girls who can actually relate to that, and they could never relate to me. Like, there are girls who are like, TK, like, I don't know what it is about you, but like, I've been waiting to find someone like you on Instagram who doesn't make me feel like shit, who has the same interest as me. And that's the case for everyone. Like, focus on your community. Do not focus on growing. I literally have 8 million subscribers and it's still going down, but like, I don't give a shit. I truly don't, because I would rather have 3 million subscribers or 1 million or 100,000 with 100,000 views. Like, the engagement is so much more important, not only for like deals and stuff, but I think as a confidence as a creator and having that, like,
yes,
that's the power.
I think that's great advice,
but how do you grow?
Yeah, but like, what the fuck? I just think that
something more tangible.
No, I think specifically that's fantastic advice, and I think a lot of people need to hear that. I think there's a small group of us that are at the between 100 and like 500,000, and they can't surpass. They're just like stuck. It feels like they're stuck or plateaued. Why?
I wish there was like individual people I could look at, because that'd be fun.
Well, think about my friends or me. Just use me as an example. You can roast me.
I would just say the quality. Like, you're uploading, but again, like, I want to see concept videos from you.
Just better, like, more time and effort into
this. The goal is for someone to stumble across your channel and think of it as a hidden gem, and they just binge watch all your videos.
Okay. They don't want to miss out on that.
They don't want to miss out. They're going to feel like they're going to miss out. Like, it... And I don't know. I just think there's too many people online right now that look the same. The amount of times I've seen people upload and I'm like, oh, I thought that was so-and-so, but it wasn't. And, like, I just don't have interest to click. Versus I love being obsessed with a YouTuber because I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to miss out. And I think being open, that's something that's always come very easy for me online, and I don't know why, because I'm a very introverted person. But you have to show your personality for people to connect with you. There's so many people online, and I feel bad for them. I can tell they're struggling with growing, but I'm like, I don't feel connected to you, so I don't care to watch you. It's good. It's great content, but I just like,
I agree. And it's so like, okay, I'm over like the beauty products you recommend. Yeah. Like, what I want to hear more about you.
Yeah. Like, let's talk. I'm also someone who loves deep talk. So I'm like, let's talk about something deep. Like, what are you struggling with? Uh-huh. Like, how's life going?
This is just selfishly, I want to ask, what do you think I should talk about more personally that I don't online?
I think like you talk about Indiana, like you talk about it, but I want to know what it's like more being my friend. I want to know what it's like more being the person who you have. I know there's people you haven't even told me, the people that slide into your DMs, like where you feel used, or like being like, what the like, I like, there are like, even Ollie, like, I want us to do a pod because I know you too. Like there's a lot of people who
explain what you're saying. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah. I just sound like I'm conceited and I want you to talk about me.
No, you don't. But no. I think it's just be more specific.
I want you to be specific about what it's like growing in this space and how people treated you different from a year ago to now, because you have drastically grown and have made a name for yourself. And I want those people who used to not give you the time of day, who are now sucking your ass, basically. I think you have such a special position and perspective of how to treat people in this space.
That's cool. So that could be under my social media column.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, literally, this girl did a video, went viral, and she was like, what it's really like living in LA. She just moved to LA. I watched the whole 20-minute video.
Wait, who was it?
Shout out. It was in my recommended for the longest time, because that's, like, literally my algorithm. Like, it knows what I want. I'm like, new YouTuber, moving to LA. Like, what's life like? Like, I'm very nostalgic that way.
This is so good. You're dropping gold here.
Is there bad service? I'm on Wi-Fi. Should I get off Wi-Fi?
Perhaps.
The Wi-Fi is being weird here today. Okay. Oh, here we go. Oh no. Wait, it's in my watch later. I watched it on my TV, so it didn't go to my...
Oh, I love my watch later. I thought about making mine public.
Oh. Cortrezi. Girl, I'm shouting you out.
Wait, send me the
A month link. Ago, it has a million views. I moved to LA and regret it, exposing everything.
Oh, send me that.
Okay, but she has 2 million subscribers now, and I didn't realize she was that big, so maybe that isn't... But, like, that type of content.
Yeah, okay. Like, I could do that.
Like, but being honest and not sugarcoating it, but obviously my perspective of living in LA is very different from yours, you know?
Yeah.
I just think you need to talk about that some more.
Mm-hmm. You also... I do need to talk more about, like... How I actually, like, I need to do a whole concept video on, like, how I actually got my job. Yes. Or, like, going to, was fashion school worth it? My honest thoughts on FITM.
Yeah, and each of those, you can do 10 videos.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's not like, I already did a video about college. It's like, no. Like, me with back to school, anything back to school related,
You're
I did.
So right.
I did back to school supplies, organization, cleaning, after school, before school. Like, literally, I found one topic and found 100 video ideas from it.
You're so right.
And you should do that with school. You should do that with LA. Oh my God. You love LA. Like, it'd be natural. It'd make sense.
Yeah.
Making friends, networking.
Yeah.
In LA.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's good.
Meeting friends in LA, getting a manager in LA. Like, there's so much you could do.
That's so good.
And I just feel like that's something I can't, because that happened to me a long time ago and I was very fortunate to start when I did. So I could not make those videos. And find something you can do that no one else could do as good as you.
So you think that's that for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you don't want to do that, then don't do that.
No, I do. Yeah, I don't know.
Find what you're comfortable with. I think even like doing a video being like why YouTubers aren't growing.
Ooh. But I feel so stupid doing that because I'm not a big YouTuber.
No. Yes. Get that out of your head.
That's stupid for
me. But that's diminishing your talent of being able to spot. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It diminishes.
I know, but I would be like, okay, why would I watch that? You have like not that much.
Are you kidding?
That's what I think.
No. Taylor Keane.
Okay.
Maybe you need to get the numbers thing out of your head.
I know.
Even when you're verified, you're still not going to feel good enough.
Yeah. Probably.
But like Instagram, can we get her verified, please?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, get it out of your head. Niche.
Okay. But you just said to not niche.
No, I said umbrella.
Umbrella.
Niche.
Umbrella niche.
Umbrella
okay.
niche.
Is there anything else that's a tangible tip in that regard?
To growing?
Yeah.
I think there's too many people I come across and I'm like, why would you? Why?
Like they just look the same?
No, just the thumbnails. I'm like, it's yellow. Like it.
It's
I don't
yellow.
Think people realize thumbnails are 90% of some, like literally 99% of anyone watching your videos because they clicked your thumbnail and they wanted to watch.
Yeah.
They were intrigued.
So maybe just put a little bit more effort, take a look back at your thumbnails.
I think a lot of people struggle with thumbnails. Ashley's one of them. Like I'm always helping her. It doesn't even have to be a photo you, like it doesn't have to be a screen recording from the video. Like just think about the title and think of what would make me click.
Yeah.
And it not in a clickbaity way, but if it says moving to downtown LA and you, you know, are you going to show like a suburb in Utah? No. That's an extreme obvious one. But a lot of people, like, even though you know that that front door is LA, does the person watching know? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
A lot of times it's hard when you've worked on a video and you've talked about it and you know the context. You're like, no, but in the video I say that this TV was Best Buy or whatever. And if the video is about Best Buy, but it's just a random TV, like it doesn't make sense. Does that make sense? Probably not.
Okay. I think it's honing in on watch your video and be like, okay, what's the most interesting thing about this?
Yes.
Right? Or like, what would make people think this is the most interesting thing or
yeah.
something? You and have to think, I think you need to think, okay, out of this entire vlog, the most interesting thing is probably, I'm trying to think of an exact example. We need to be specific.
Here, so no. This is the advice I would say for people who want to go from good to excellent.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Like, we're all good, but
yes.
We want to be fucking great.
And
how do we go to good to fucking great?
When you have a video and you think it's boring,
uh-huh.
and you do a thumbnail and you're like, well, that's all I can do,
mm-hmm.
find it's your talent in making that interesting.
Yeah.
Like, think
like
of
romanticizing it.
Like, man, I remember also in the same acting class, this is an analogy, I hope it translates well. This person was saying, there were two students doing a scene together and one of them wasn't like really giving the other guy much. And the guy was like, dude, I'm trying, but like, this is really hard. He's not giving me much. And then the professor, the teacher
popped off.
He was like, if Tom Hanks can have a volleyball as his opposite, then you can do this. And literally the whole room was like, you can do not. Make excuses for anything.
Uh-huh.
Do not say, well, they weren't acting good enough for me that I couldn't do my scene well.
Uh-huh.
That is the most tunnel vision. Like,
that's bullshit.
If you're a creative person and you love doing this, you should be able to make this blanket the most interesting storyline video of a video.
Uh-huh.
Like, telling a story in anything is like any, like, we could do a whole video about how this blanket got to this spot and uh-huh. got to hear all of the words of wisdom from people who've been uh-huh. sitting here.
Totally.
And we know some dope people have sat here. Shout out Angela.
Oh, I thought you were talking about yourself.
No. Point being is that like that's what create. Like
yes.
Take a vlog where you went to the grocery store.
Romanticize
it. Yes, and you got you just filled up your gas tank and you're like, this is boring. There's nothing interesting about it. Make it interesting.
Uh-huh.
Like challenge yourself.
Yeah.
Like really challenge yourself. And let's say it's hard not being specific.
No, that's what you say though to me when I'm like, oh, I just wish I had like a co-host. And you're
yes.
like, I don't want to hear you fucking say that ever again. You're interesting. Quit blaming me on that. She was like, TK, don't even think about having another co-host because it'd probably make your podcast worse.
Yes.
She literally tells me that. She's like, stop. No one's going to be a good co-host for you. You have to do this on your own. This is your podcast. Like, you have so much to offer on your podcast. This is what you say to me.
Yes.
And I'm like, but it would be easier and it'd be more fun and I want to bounce off ideas with someone. And you're like,
and I get that, but I think you need to fill that void of popping off ideas with people in other places in your life, or only the weeks that you do have a guest.
Yes.
And not realize it has to be every single time. Because I'm not kidding, I do not listen to a lot of podcasts. I literally used to binge listen to your TK's Juicy Polls.
I know.
And I like for someone to do that on their own without other guests, for me to actually listen to, I think that's just from the beginning. I'm like, oh, you actually are really talented with all of this. Like, and you, like, but back then I remember telling you, I'm like, yeah, I think we need to redo the cover art.
Yeah.
I think there's like the audio could be a little better. Yeah. Like little things like that. Here we are now. You're killing it.
Thank God.
But yeah.
May the glory be to Alicia.
No. Father, Son, and House of Gucci.
May the glory be to Alicia. God's favorite. She's holding up her purse that says God's favorite. May the glory be to Alicia.
I forget what the original. Oh, just, yeah.
Okay.
Just make.
Like, I like that analogy.
Challenge yourself. I remember even Nikki, I remember she was like, yeah, but I live in Pennsylvania. Like, it's boring there. It's not LA. And I was like, no,
that's
your secret sauce. Uh-huh. Make, like, be the best.
She's so, if you her need someone for videos, inspo, watch her.
Oh my
her.
God. Nikki
She's
DeMar.
So good. Yeah, Nikki DeMar
on YouTube. She literally did a video of dressing up like Insta baddies going to like random
like
stores
gas
in Pennsylvania.
Stations in the Midwest. Or yeah. In Pennsylvania.
And I'm like, that is so creative. And even though like it's never the idea, it's always the execution. Like mm-hmm. every, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to be one of those people that I was like, oh, if I just get one like big creator, like viral person in my like Instagram story, I'll blow up.
No
one gives a shit.
No, I think it's worse. Like, I've seen it firsthand. It is so.
Oh, when it actually does happen?
It's so much worse because if I was to shout out someone, this makes no sense.
It's just not your own followers.
It is such a disservice to yourself because if Mr. Beast shouted me out, right? In one of his videos that gets 60 million views, mm-hmm. right? It means nothing because most likely his demo is not my demo and they probably don't want to watch. Would I get a decent amount? Oh my God, I'd probably get like at least 10,000 subscribers, 20,000 subscribers, like a big wave. Uh-huh. But slowly but surely they would all start going away because they're like, oh, I thought it was more Mr. Beast. I thought she was the female Mr.
Yeah.
Beast. Like I came for an expectation of what I thought this channel was and now it's not. Mm. So it's so much better to yourself to just focus, be in your lane, grow. Don't wait for permission. Don't wait for someone to shout you out. Like, are you ready if even the best person in life shouted you out? Like, let's say, like, Reese Witherspoon.
I knew you were going to say her.
Tomorrow was going to make a whole on her podcast, be like, go listen to Making Moves. You want to be like, am I ready for that? Like, am I ready for
forever? Yes. For all of her. Yes.
For your dream person to shout you out in the world. You know, Ariana Grande, whoever it is, whatever lane you're in.
That's so true.
Are you proud of your content you're making and are you ready for that? And most of the time, it'd be no. It'd be like, wow, you know what? You're right. I have been thinking my thumbnails need a little better work and I don't want people's first impression to be that I'm lazy when I know my content's good. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Like just Instagram, TikTok, all of it's kind of like it is your portfolio.
Yeah.
And like be ready at any time to be proud and say, oh yeah, this is my channel. Take a look.
Awesome.
Or your favorite brand deal or brand or whatever.
This is such a good episode and I hope you guys learned something or took something from it. I think it's always good to write down what you want
mm-hmm.
and like have time with yourself and, you know, have some goals.
Yep.
So yeah, that is a wrap on our episode. Any last words?
Kill it. Have fun. Do something out of the box.
If you think you're beaten, you are.
If you think you dare not, you don't.
Yeah. If you like to win but don't think you can, it's almost a sense you won't. But seriously.
Wait, comment. If you're still listening and watching this on YouTube, comment below what merch TK should have and you might get picked. Maybe we'll do like
to send a giveaway and stuff?
No. No.
Oh, to actually create it.
Yeah, like,
oh,
just some saying.
I'm not sending you anything. No, I'm kidding.
Now, it's full disclosure. They're probably, never mind. I'm just.
Anyway, you know. Thank you so much for listening. Obviously, follow Alicia everywhere. It's Alicia Marie. Follow Parallel Apparel. It's at Alicia on Instagram. I'm at TK Juicy Polls, at Making Moves Pod, _. New Year's resolution, get rid of the _. And thanks again for tuning in. Rate, review, do all of the things, and make someone's day this week. Peace.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.